Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. And if you would hold your place there and turn also to Isaiah chapter 52. Luke chapter 2, beginning on page 857. And Isaiah chapter 52 on page 613. Isaiah chapter 52, reading verses 1 through 12. This is the word of the Lord. Awake, awake. Put on your strength, O Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake yourself from the dust and arise. Be seated, O Jerusalem. Loose the bonds from your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says the Lord, you were sold for nothing, and you shall be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord God, my people went down at the first time into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrian oppressed them for nothing. Now therefore, what have I here, declares the Lord, seeing that my people are taken away for nothing? Their rulers wail, declares the Lord, and continually all the day my name is despised. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore in that day they shall know that it is I who speak. Here I am. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy, for eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, your waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her, purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. In Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the word of the Lord. In Luke chapter 2, Jesus appears twice at the temple in Jerusalem. First at his consecration, and then during the Passover. Read together, these two events reveal to us Jesus' identity and his purpose. Read together, these two passages reveal to us the identity of Jesus as the Christ and his purpose to be given as a sacrifice for the redemption of his people. At the consecration of Jesus, the firstborn of Mary's womb, the sacrifice for Mary's purification is offered. The offering for Jesus' redemption as the firstborn which belongs to the Lord and so must be redeemed from him, that offering is not mentioned. That sacrifice is not offered. How then can it be said that everything was done in accordance with the law of the Lord? We may say that the law was not broken, but that it would be fulfilled in a different way. Jesus, the firstborn, was not redeemed in order that you might be redeemed. Jesus, the firstborn, was not redeemed in order that you might be. And so it is in his second appearance in Jerusalem that he remains in the temple. He remains in the temple because he belongs to the Lord. And so when his parents search for him and find him there, he says to them, Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? I belong to God. I have not been redeemed for your sake. I am the Passover lamb. I must be offered for your redemption. Last Lord's Day, we considered the ministry of Simeon. We considered the song of Simeon. And this evening, we will consider the ministry and prayer of Anna. And as in the song of Simeon, so also in the prayer of Anna, Jesus' identity and purpose are revealed. In Luke chapter 2, verse 36, we read that Anna was a prophetess, that she was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, that she had lived with her husband for 7 years, and that thereafter, as a widow, until the age of 84. And during this time of her widowhood, she did not depart from the temple, but she worshipped, fasting and praying night and day. This was the ministry of Anna, to worship in the temple night and day with fasting and prayer for 77 years. Why? Why was she fasting? Why was she praying? Why did she not depart from the temple? For what was she praying? For what was she fasting? Verse 38, for the redemption of Jerusalem. But what did that mean for Anna? What did the redemption of Jerusalem mean for Anna? For what did she pray? For what did she fast? What was her hope? The text tells us that she was of the tribe of Asher. What was the blessing of Asher? Genesis chapter 49, verse 20. There we read of the blessing of Jacob upon Asher. Asher's food shall be rich, and he shall yield royal delicacies. And again, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24, the blessing of Moses upon Asher. Most blessed be the sons of Asher. Let him be the favorite of his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. His food shall be rich. He shall dip his foot in oil. The blessing of Asher was a blessing of luxurious feasting. His food rich, his foot bathed with oil. The blessing of Asher was a blessing of luxurious feasting. But what do we read of Anna, the daughter of Asher, the heir of this blessing? We do not find her fasting. We do not find her feasting. We do not find her feasting, we find her fasting. We do not find her washing her feet with oil, we find her washing the feet of others with prayer. We find her without ceasing worshiping at the temple. For what was she fasting? For what was she praying? Why was she not feasting? The text tells us that her father's name was Phanuel. And what does Phanuel mean? In Hebrew, Phanuel means the face of God. The face of God. Here is the hope of Anna. This is that for which she fasts. It is that for which she prays. For the face of God. To behold the face of God. To feast with God in His presence. To be satisfied with His likeness. That is the redemption for which she waits. That is the redemption for which she fasts. That is the redemption for which she prays. For that is the redemption of Jerusalem, as described in Isaiah chapter 52. The redemption of Jerusalem is the return of the Lord to Zion. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 38, the prayer of Anna is fulfilled. The prayer of Anna is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus to the temple. The prayer of Anna is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus to Jerusalem. The prayer of Anna is fulfilled with the coming of Jesus to Zion. The coming of Jesus to Zion. It is the return of the Lord to Zion. It is the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 52. It is the announcement that redemption is near. This is why Anna began to give thanks to God. This is why she began to speak of Him. Why she began to speak of Jesus to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna announces the fulfillment of Isaiah chapter 52. Anna announces the redemption of Jerusalem in Jesus. But here we have not only the announcement that Jerusalem will be redeemed in Jesus, but we have also how it will be redeemed. In Isaiah chapter 52, what follows the announcement of the redemption of Jerusalem? What follows the announcement of the redemption of God's people? In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, what do we read? Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. In Isaiah chapter 52, after the announcement of the redemption of Jerusalem, we have the revelation of the servant of the Lord, the servant of the Lord by whom that redemption will come. And of this servant, it is said that he shall act wisely. Of this servant it is said that he shall be wise. And what do we read in Luke chapter 2? What do we read in Luke chapter 2? After the announcement of the redemption of Jerusalem. What do we read in Luke chapter 2 after the announcement of the redemption of Jerusalem, after the revelation of Jesus as the servant of the Lord, as that one by whom redemption will come? Luke chapter 2, verse 40, "And the child grew and became strong and was filled with wisdom." And again, verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." Jesus is Isaiah's servant of the Lord, the one by whom redemption will come, the one who shall act wisely, the one who shall be high and lifted up, the one who shall be exalted. In Isaiah chapter 52, the redemption of Jerusalem is promised, and the servant of the Lord is revealed as the one who shall act wisely. And in Luke chapter 2, the redemption of Jerusalem is announced as fulfilled in Jesus, and Jesus, as the servant of the Lord, is revealed to be filled with wisdom. But how is that redemption accomplished? It is announced that redemption has come in Jesus. It is announced that He is the servant of the Lord. But how is that redemption accomplished? How is the servant of the Lord exalted? Isaiah tells us. In chapter 53, "He had no form or majesty that we should look at Him, and no beauty that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon Him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with His stripes we are healed." Your redemption comes through the suffering and death of the servant of the Lord. It is upon His death that Anna's hope is fulfilled. It is through His death that Anna's hope is answered. For at His death, Luke chapter 23, verse 45, "The curtain of the temple was torn in two." And the hope of Anna to behold the face of God is fulfilled. Why does it say in Luke chapter 2, verse 37, that Anna was a widow until she was 84? There are only two possibilities. The first is that she died at the age of 84. But the passage does not end with her death. The passage ends with her proclaiming the redemption of Jerusalem in Jesus. Which leaves us with only one other possibility. Anna was a widow until she was 84, because she ceased to be a widow. Anna ceased to be a widow, for her bridegroom has come. She is no longer a widow. She was a widow until age 84, but she is no longer. Her prayer has been fulfilled in the coming of Jesus. For by His death and resurrection, we have redemption. By His death and resurrection, He has purchased a bride, and that bride is Anna. That bride is the church. And so Anna's prayer, it must be your prayer. For like Anna, you are waiting for the coming of the Lord. Like Anna, you are waiting for the revealing of the sons of God, the redemption of your bodies. Like Anna, you are waiting to behold the face of the Lord, to behold the face of your bridegroom. Anna prayed to behold that face, and she saw it in the face of Jesus. Anna's prayer is your prayer, which is why you are called to pray without ceasing. And as with Anna, a day will come when your prayer is answered. When the Lord will come in glory. When you will behold Him face to face. When you will feast with Him, when you will be satisfied with His presence. Until that day, the prayer of Anna is your prayer. The prayer of the widow, the prayer of the bride the prayer of the church. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us pray.